Sir Dragon A taking out the Group 1 Tancred Stakes yesterday. Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace back in the Group 1 winner stall.
And it's Spur Ridge just the leader. Spur Ridge turns in front of Toffee Tongue, Angel of Truth, then Sound. Sir Dragon A's out, running on well. And further back to the chosen one, Melody Bells right down the outside, six off the lead. Sir Dragon A takes the front now at the 250 and race two lengths clear from Spur Ridge, Toffee Tongue, Angel of Truth, Melody Bell too far back by the looks of it, but it will clear Sir Dragon A inside the 100 metres. A great backup from the big run last week, and Sir Dragon A wins the Tancred. She's Ideal got up to run second. Miami Bound home into third in front of Spirit Ridge, Toffee Tongue, then Southern France, Melody Bell, Angel of Truth. Further back to Chapada from Nickajack Cave. A gap back in the field to Sound from the chosen one. Mirage Dancer dropped out, and so did Traro.
On the backup, as Darren Flindell said, and back in the winner's stall, and I'm sure not necessarily relieved, I'd say a proud trainer in Kieran Maher joins us. Let's find out how Kieran's feeling this morning. Good morning, Kieran.
Morning, Warren.
Terrific effort for the team to get this horse back on track. How were you feeling going into the backup yesterday?
Well, I was feeling quite confident, actually. He was a little fresh at Moonee Valley, and then a little fresh again when he ran in the Randbet. So I was confident the backup would suit, and he'd done sort of what he'd shown us, that he'd bounced through the run and he was in really good order. So I was pretty confident. I was quite keen to see how he was in the yard, and he was pretty relaxed, which, I thought was a pretty key indicator into how he was. So, if you take a line on his form, What he did yesterday was probably what he should do, but it was just great to see him back to his best, and he was quite dominant.
We've seen him perform well on Good Drown now too. Is that something that's a positive for the future?
Yeah, like, I was reasonably confident yesterday. When he ran in the Melbourne Cup, it was on top of the ground and quite firm. And although he didn't win, I thought he let down quite well. He ran a solid race and made a decent sort of let down and made a decent run to get into the race. 2 miles probably right at the top of his distance range. And so I was confident sort of in that distance range, on top of the ground, that he could handle it.
He had that really sharp trial at Geelong at the start of this preparation, and then you've had the 14 and 1600 metre runs with the All-Star Mile there on the agenda. Have you learned anything about future preparations from him, the way this preparation's evolved?
Oh, 100%. You're always learning. The horse come over from Europe, jumped off the plane, and he's obviously, he'd had a long season racing, and he was very, very fit, and I've definitely learnt quite a bit about him, actually, this preparation. But he's actually quite an amazing horse. The amount of work that he needs, really, to keep him in the right spot. It's quite amazing, really.
Head to the championships at Randwick in the weeks ahead. What do you map out for him from here?
Well, he'll go to the Queen Elizabeth, and albeit on top of the ground, I still, it's no secret he does love the cut out of the track. So hopefully he can get that. And, I think the deeper and further into the prep, the better he goes. The more runs he has, the better he is. So obviously it'll be no pushover with the likes of Dave and Very Elegant. But, I'm confident he should run to his peak and be right in contention.
What did you make of Southern France in behind Sir Dragon A?
The race map never mapped well to Southern France. And given the way the day panned out, it was a little bit sort of on speedy. I'm wrapped with the way this horse has come up. I think it didn't map well for him on paper, and it sort of panned out that way for him. I'm quite confident going to the 2 mile, especially if he gets a touch of give in the ground. He should be back to his best as well.
What did you make of Persan going down narrowly in the Easter Cup?
Persan, he's just a lovely horse to have anything to do with. You know, he's very honest. You can ride him anywhere, and he's very adaptable. He was probably a bit stiff. Well, not stiff. He was beaten by a better horse on the day, but he's right where we want him. He's heading towards the Andrew Ramsden, and couldn't be happier with where he's at the moment.
Couple of meetings provincially in Victoria today at Stawell and Mornington. You've got Category 5 at Stawell and Lordy Lou at Mornington. Any push for either of those?
Lordy Lou's will need everything to go its way, but it's probably ready to set a couple of runs and it's probably ready to put its best foot forward.
On the eve of the sales in Sydney, is there anything in particular in the catalogue that you've got your eye on?
Yeah, there's about 150 of them that I really like. But getting them might be another thing, but there's a really nice draft there. As you would expect for the English Easter yearling sale, it's probably a premier sale and really looking forward to tucking in there. I'll be out there later today, just finalising our list and putting some values on some horses.
Well, I'm sure the competition will be stronger than it has been in the sales right throughout the season so far, but you'll no doubt come home with some of the lots that you desire, and hopefully some more Group 1 winners to come out of the draft. Congratulations on yesterday, Kieran. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks very much, Warren.